You know, today's election day. Some people have gone to the polls and have proudly voted, and as should everybody. No excuses. Unless, you know, there's something good on TV, then okay, you know, I understand.
I'm watching Judge Alex.
Exactly. I almost got to watch that show last week for the first time.
You've never seen it?
I have not. Is it pretty entertaining, or is it just because it's on at 3 in the morning that you like it?
It's both.
Okay. It was on in the afternoon last week. Sometime I got home earlier than usual, and I almost watched it, but then I fell asleep. I know. So close, and then...
Did you sleep while it was on?
I think so. That may explain.
I bet you had some messed up dreams.
That may explain. Yeah. So because today is election day, we thought what we'd do is make it kind of make the show a little bit more democratic and let you call in and talk about whatever you wanted. In other words, free-for-all Friday on a Tuesday. Anytime to have an excuse for another free-for-all Friday, even when it's not Friday, we'll go for it. Hey, I even got an email on it. Okay, that lady that's abstaining from voting, this is a message to her. I haven't been a citizen for very long, but have lived in the U.S. my whole life. But what I'm about to say, I've always said and lived by. Anyone who does not vote has no right to complain. Parentheses, bitch. About tuition, employment, or taxes. To do so is hypocritical. You want government to change? We are the people means we have a say in what they do by electing who we put there. So if you don't go today, shut up. Don't bitch. Or don't bitch. Depending on the inflection she meant on that. Go ahead, you got something for us?
It's not nougat.
What is it?
Three Musketeers is an extremely sweetened whipped chocolate.
Wait a minute.
Nougat is that stuff in, like, a Twix or a Snickers.
No, that's a cookie.
Not, well, yeah, maybe a Twix.
Does it say nougat on there, Chris?
It says, hold on.
We've got the wrapper right here. If you can't tell by the constant crinkling.
Whipped up fluffy chocolate on chocolate taste.
But isn't nougat chocolate of some sort? Some variety?
No. It doesn't have nougat in it.
So we've been hating on nougat this morning and not even knowing what nougat was.
That's worse than nougat.
I think you
yeah, that stuff's really horrible because it's like 55% sugar.
Nougat or...
The whipped chocolate crap. The whipped chocolate? The Musketeers bar.
I always thought it was called nougat.
No, it's not nougat.
Chris, do you
nougat,
still...
Nougat's like Snickers.
I thought Snickers was just peanuts.
Well, it has peanuts in it.
Yeah.
I thought Snickers was made of peanuts.
It's not like a Baby Ruth. It's like a giant bar of peanuts.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing, because it's so much easier to say, I hate nougat, than... I hate the whipped chocolate product inside of Three Musketeers and other various candy bars.
Yeah, and the chick complaining about the army people, that frustrates me so bad.
Which one? What was she saying?
Oh, the army guys know what they got in for. Because you know what? Like, my boyfriend, he got deployed to Iraq for a year. He's been back for less than 12 months, and he's going back to Afghanistan in March. And there's battalions up at Fort Riley that, like, have never even been deployed. And he's only been in the military for, like, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he spent most of his time in the military in another country. So, I mean,
See, I don't know enough about the inner workings of the military to judge whether or not, you know, the right guys are getting deployed or not, if they're ready or however that goes. So I'm in no position to comment on that. All I know is that... You know, it's obviously a hard job, and they're doing a great job at it, and we should all be very proud of all of them.
Yeah,
you know?
What if they choose based on who's the best at kicking ass?
Do they?
I guess my boyfriend is just awesome at kicking ass.
Is that, that's what it is.
He's an engineer, so he blows stuff up, but...
Nice.
Yeah, so I guess he is quite outstanding at kicking ass, you know, since he blows things up.
There you go.
Yeah, but still, it's frustrating to see people not get deployed, and he's going out a second time.
Sure, I understand, and I feel for you guys, and, you know, just pass along word that we're all behind him and everybody on Fort Riley and everyone in the military in general. They're all great guys, so.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call today.
Okay, bye. It's not nougat.
All right, it's not nougat. We'll lay off that.
Bye.
See ya. You're right, sound effect boy?
What was that?
I don't know. You're making noises over there. You're smacking your lips.
I think you pre-recorded that from a long time ago and just played it again.
Which, what? Your meow noise?
I didn't say that. I was too busy stuffing my face with whipped chocolate product.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, did you just finished it.
Yeah.
Must have been painful. I can't believe you did it. Go ahead, you got something for us?
Yeah, I was just calling about the guy whose friend has trouble talking to girls.
Yes.
You gotta help him make the transition. You know, get nice girls who aren't gonna scare the hell out of him. And use those as, you know, training.
I've always wondered, does it work out if, like, a shy guy goes after a shy girl? Would that be more comfortable for them, or that even more awkward, or what?
I'm not shy, so I don't know, but I've seen shy people, you know, work out with other shy people, so I think the trick is for the girl not to be too scary.
Define scary. too intimidating? Like, are we talking about
Yeah, hard? Too intimidating, or, you know, you wonder if she's gonna... You know, say something mean or whatever else. So,
I got you. Yeah, someone who's not intimidating by their looks or by their ability to speak and their intelligence
right.
level. And
someone who can be relied upon to be nice.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good idea. I agree. I think the matchmaking thing is a little bit underrated. I think people can actually make that work a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't even really have to be matchmaking. Like, it could be if this guy really has a trouble talking to females in general, you could even introduce him to, you know, girls who have boyfriends or husbands or whatever. Just so that he learns how to talk to females, then he can make the leap toward talking to females that he could potentially date.
You know who I would never date? It's like someone who comes up to you and says, oh, I know such and such, and they'd be perfect for you.
Oh, yeah, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, I'm like, no way that's going to be perfect. That's going to be a disaster. It's like, I need someone as completely different from me as possible. So...
Well, and then when you meet that person, you know, it tells you what your friend thinks about you, so...
Yeah, that's true. That could be a frightening claim.